This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Good morning and welcome to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Also streaming live on HoosierLandTV.com. Each weekday, Party Line brings you conversations with local leaders, community organizations, business owners, elected officials, event organizers, and the people making a difference across Clinton, Boone, Carroll, and surrounding counties. We also want to hear from you. Our phone lines are open throughout the program at 765-659-3338. Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 is made possible by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. And your free local news source, Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com. The Party Line online telecast on HoosierLandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, The Farmers Bank, Shoup's Country Foods, Culligan, Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arbor Wood by Shoup's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Jerry's Body Shop, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, Avery Home Store, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. Whether you're listening on WILO, Boone's Best 102.7, watching on Hoosierland TV, or joining us online, we invite you to be part of the show. Call us at 765-659-3338. This is Party Line.
Hey, good morning. It is Party Line on this Thursday. Shan Sheridan with you on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And hey, how do you like the new opening? Great job by Dason and Mel getting all that put together, so I don't have to just, monotonously read all the names, because we want to celebrate our sponsors, not just simply go through them. So you get to hear that list each and every Party Line, and it's done very well professionally. And so, again, congratulations, Mel, Dason, for getting that all produced and done. We're going to see some other changes coming up on Party Line and trying to break some things up, so maybe give you some more opportunities, more guests to be able to bring in and talk about a variety of different topics. Today, we hope to be talking to Lindsay Cox with the Paul Phillippe Resource Center. We're trying to make that connection. But the top of the hour, we're going to have Pastor Gordon Smith from the Nazarene Church is going to be coming in the studio to talk a little bit more about America and what it means to him and the liberty and freedom that sometimes we very often take for granted, but certainly need to be celebrating, especially this year, 250 years of a republic. And we always remind you that's what Benjamin Franklin and the forefathers gave us, as he shared that with a lady right after they had signed the Declaration. And the lady asked, "What have you given us, sir?" And he says, "Well, a republic, ma'am, if you can keep it." And that's what we're trying so desperately to do, is to keep the republic. Want to touch base with some announcements and all, but before we do all of that, today, imagine this, isolated showers. Can you imagine? Imagine that. Isolated showers before 10 a.m. I'm never going to take, you know, we love water and rain is great, but there is a time where you're like, okay, give us a break. And we are going to get a little bit of a break. We'll talk about that tomorrow, and it looks like Saturday we're going to have a break. But today, isolated showers before 10 a.m., cloudy with gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 87. Going to be a little hot and muggy again today. It was yesterday. Man. It was humid. Tonight, showers and possibly a thunderstorm or two, mainly before 2 a.m. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms after 2 a.m. Some of those storms could produce some heavy rainfall, low around 63. So tonight might be kind of the last wave for a while. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 80. Hopefully, we'll start the dry out so we can all get in our lawnmowers and get the yard done, get the grass clipped. Or we're going to have to go get some invest in some goats. Then Friday night, tomorrow night, clear with a low of 61. Saturday, sunny with a high near 83. And then more showers likely on Sunday. So you got a couple of days to get some things done. So work at it, and hopefully that will be the case. That is your forecast from the WILO weather system. I'm so used to saying weather systems because that's all we've been having is weather systems. We got some good thunder and lightning in the region last night. There was a lot of not only rain but wind, lightning, and thunder. I want to remind you that there's some things happening. Of course, tune night tonight at Prairie Creek Park. You don't want to miss that. Going to be a lot of fun. Downtown Frankfort at Prairie Creek Park there on the stage. And so get out there and enjoy it. You might want to bring an umbrella, but it looks like about 20% chance tonight. So that at least before 10 o'clock. So we might have a good shot of getting it in. But keep an eye on the Facebook pages and all of that. We'll all let information be shared. The city will get that out. The chamber will go ahead and push that out as well if anything changes on that on tune night tonight. And then Thursday Thunder's back. Thursday Thunder is the first and third Thursdays of the month. So that's our downtown cruise-in that we like to call it with all of our great cars. We had a great one last week. We had over 85 cars, motorcycles, trucks that came through, and really great. Appreciate the Frankfort Main Street and the Chamber of Commerce partnering together on that. United Way's got a big event coming up. It is Duck Duck Donate. Well, this is not the actual race, because you might find you get up one morning and there's this huge patriotic duck in your yard. Okay, somebody just paid $30 to have that duck put in your yard. If you want to duck somebody for a $30 donation, they're going to place a patriotic duck in someone's yard. This kind of reminds me, this is like the flamingos. Dayson's like, flamingos? I don't know what you're talking about, Jen, because she's so young. Oh, she does know. You do know what the flamingos. Okay. I think I told you about the flamingos. Maybe not. Anyway, the flamingos it was a fundraiser. You could buy an organization. You could, pay for somebody to flamingo your house. This is the same premise. So it's a patriotic duck. If you want to pay $30 and go out and put a patriotic duck in someone's yard, you can do that. Or if you really want to be smart, pay $50 to keep the duck out of your yard. So if you have any inkling that somebody's going to put any duckling that somebody's going to put a duck in your yard, you might want to go pay the $50 at the United Way. Duck Duck Donate, that's a way to bring some more dollars into the United Way. You choose, they quack, everyone wins. That's the whole plan. And then there's a silent auction. There's a lot going on with the United Way as far as raising some dollars this summer. As we stay in the duck theme, you've got the Wacky Quacky Duck Derby that's coming up July 23rd. That's Thursday on July 23rd. It's going to be at Sapphire Bay. I'm glad that they moved that from Prairie Creek Park to Sapphire Bay, because that's probably a good idea. You can get a duck for $10, one duck for $10. You can get a pack of six ducks for $50. You can get a pack of 12 ducks for $100, or you can get so you got the single for $10, a quick quack pack of six for 50, a quackers dozen for 100, and then the flock of 24 for 200. So there you go. Text quack to 53-555. Text quack to 53-555 to get into the Wacky Quacky Duck Derby. First prize is $1,000. Second prize is $500. And third prize is $250. So you can win some money at Sapphire Bay on July 23rd if you're in the Wacky Quacky Duck Derby. So a lot of things going on in our community. And make sure you keep it tuned in to WILO and Casper Media, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BoonCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com. They will, all of those different formats will certainly be sharing with you all the things that are happening within our community. So make sure that you you check it all out. Feel free to give us a call, 659-3338. We got open lines for the next 15 minutes, 659-3338. Actually, we're always open. Anytime anybody wants to call, all the way up to the end of the show, you're more than welcome to do that. And we appreciate it. Another event that's coming up this Saturday, we're trying to make sure that everybody knows what's going on, because I get a little weary and hearing folks say, well, there's nothing ever happening. And I look at what goes on in this community, I'm thinking there's something happening every day. You could literally be somewhere almost every night at an event or some type of program, lecture, concert, you name it. And then we got some great food options as well. But Music Bingo 80s edition going to happen this Saturday. All ages welcome. It all begins at 2 p.m. at the lower level classroom in the library, the Frankfort Community Public Library. This Saturday, June 13th, 2 o'clock, lower level classroom. Music Bingo. It is the 80s edition. And if that is you don't really appreciate that, you can come a little earlier to the library and bring the kids for Dinosaur Sugar Cookies, June 13th. That's 10 a.m. this Saturday, June 13th, 10 a.m., ages 13 and up, art room, and the registration is required for that, so you need to get registered right away. I think maybe today, maybe tomorrow is the last day to register, but that is going on this Saturday at the library. So a lot of things going on. Make sure that you get plugged in and get engaged. You don't want to miss any of these events. Another just reminder that Red Barn kicked off last night. So the German Tropics, and that is running now for, I believe it is, it opened yesterday through June 10th through the 14th. So it's this weekend, and then again next weekend is the German Tropics. Now, this one is written by Michael Taylor, our own local, our famous Mike, our actor here locally, Michael Taylor, and does a great job working at the Red Barn Theater, keeping that thing running and going. And that is this weekend. So if you want, there's still tickets available. So make sure that you get your seat at the barn, because you don't want to miss any of the great action and the unbelievable. They're really, you know, when you think about the experience and taking your kids or grandkids or just out for a date, or maybe you're just, you know, soloing, it's just a great opportunity for you to experience a little culture and get outside the norm and go experience it all in a very cool agricultural setting there at the Red Barn there on Kelly Road, one of the oldest, if not the oldest, summer theaters in Indiana. Speaking of concerts and events, a lot of that going on in Delphi as well at the Abby and Libby Memorial Park. There's something going on almost every weekend. Sunday, this Sunday, June 14th, is the Summer Sundown Concert. Peter and Company is going to be performing, and that is this Sunday, 7 to 8:30, there at the Memorial Park. It's a beautiful park in memory of Abby and Libby. Thursday, June 25th, cruise in to the music of Scarecrow, and that is coming up on Thursday, June 25th, and then Saturday, June 27th, some family fun. They're going to have games, music, and food. And, of course, they always got baseball and softball going on out there. So that is a fun time. But, again, this Sunday, June 14th, is Summer Sundown Concert, Peter and Company, 7 to 8:30 there at the Libby and Abby, or I should say Abby and Libby Memorial Park. And then tomorrow night, I had someone ask me about this, and I wanted to make sure we got it back out on the air. We were talking so much about genealogy the other day. Friday, tomorrow, June 12th, 5 to 9 p.m., this is a free event. This is the staff is going to be on hand at the genealogy area in the Frankfort Public Library to help you research your ancestry and research your genealogy. All that is coming up. That's tomorrow night, June 12th, 5 to 9 p.m. And if that's something that you are not wanting to be a part of, we've got the 20th Annual Wildcat Creek Antique Tractor and Engine Show. That's coming up tomorrow all the way through the weekend at the Howard County Fairgrounds in Greentown. It's free admission. So if you want to go see the tractors, you want to go see you want to go see sugar-coated, sugar-cookie dinosaurs, if you want to hear some great music, if you want to go to the Red Barn, I mean, there really, literally, there is something to do for everyone almost every day here in our community. So make sure you take advantage of it and enjoy it. So, all right, we got a phone caller. Let's check it out. Say, good morning. You're on Party Line.
Hey, it's Lindsay.
Hi, Lindsay. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
Hey, doing all right. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. Lindsay is with the Paul Philippi Resource Center. And, Lindsay, you're thanks for joining us today. And we you got a lot going on at the Paul Philippi Resource Center.
Yeah, we just ended our Strawberry Festival last week. Summer's our busiest time here at PPRC.
Oh, yeah. First one I've missed in years. I had a wedding out of town, and I couldn't make it. I think it was, like, what, last Friday, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
And, yeah, I hated to miss it, but it was one of those situations that duty calls. But
exactly.
Did you have a good crowd?
We had a great crowd. We were a little nervous because we went to Shortcake only. I think that was the best decision we could have made. We were steadily busy all day.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. So that was last Friday. And then you've got a trip to the Aviators planned, I hear. That was kind of a spur of the moment, but you got it all figured out?
Yeah, we went yesterday.
Oh, you went? So yeah, you already done it. Yep. Okay.
Yep, that was another good trip we did. So
awesome. And I had a movie Thursday. That was all. Is that coming up today?
That's next Thursday.
Thursday.
Lebanon, they do a senior movie one Thursday a month, so next week is that day. They're showing Anaconda, and then we're going to go to lunch at Parkey's afterwards.
Oh, wow. And all this is at the Paul Philippi Resource Center. Do you need to register? Do you just call and say, hey, I want to go? Or what do they
show
up?
For the trips, yes, you do need to register. Anything else, you can just show up.
Okay, very cool. Then you've got the IU health screening, and that's coming up on the third Monday of the month.
Yeah. So IU Health, they come and they do blood pressure checks, then they do different health questionnaires that they sit with our patrons and ask them questions and see if there's needs that they need met and things like that.
That is, and will they do actual screenings for diabetes and blood pressure and all of that?
Yep. Awesome. They do that as well.
Fantastic. And then always, you can walk in on Monday through Friday and get a good lunch.
Yeah, yep. So Midland Meals serves lunch here in our building Monday through Friday at 11:30.
And then as far as transportation, I want to touch base a little bit on that. I see a lot of the Paul Phillippe Resource Center buses all over town. The drivers, I know most of them were always waving. I always say, make sure to keep your two hands on the steering wheel. But they're always waving and picking up people. How's that going? And how does people get plugged in if they need a ride somewhere?
Yeah, transportation's going great. We are busier than ever, which is a great problem to have. I think today I overheard we're doing 370 trips.
Just today. Wow.
So yeah, in order to get a ride, you just give us a call at 659-4060. Give us as much notice as possible. But if you have a last minute trip you need to pop up, just give us a call. We do everything we can to make those trips work.
Do you go out of town? Do you go outside of Clinton County?
Yep. So we go to Lebanon, Lafayette, and Tipton Monday through Friday. We don't go out of the county after 2 p.m.
Okay. And then folks that need doctor's appointments and things like that, you can get them to whether it be Kokomo or Lebanon or Lafayette.
We can do Tipton, Lafayette, or Lebanon appointments.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
No Kokomo yet.
Oh, no Kokomo. But that's coming, I think.
Hopefully, we have to have a need. So if people need rides to Kokomo, give us a call and let us know that that's a need.
Okay.
Because we have to prove that to the state.
Okay. That's good to know. And then everything else is donation base.
Yeah. Yep. So we're one of the only organizations left in the state that go off donation only. A lot of the other agencies do fares. We just know that not everyone can pay that fare, so we want transportation to be open. But in order to continue doing that, we need people to donate when they can.
Sure, sure. And speaking of need, what are some of the greatest needs you guys got going on right now? What are some of the things that that someone might be able to help, and you'd say, oh, well, this is our biggest need?
Yeah. So as far as transportation goes, our biggest need is always going to be local match. So every dollar that we get from the state or federal government, we have to have a 50% match of local funds, whether that's county funds, city funds, or just people coming in and making donations. So if you have $5 extra you can spare, feel free to donate that.
So when you get the match, so if you come up with $100,000 for the year, that's matched by the federal dollars, or is there a cap on the federal dollars that we have to match up to?
No, so we submit our budget each year, but we could expand our budget and we could do way more than we're doing now, but we don't have the local match to back that up.
Okay.
So if we start getting more local match, then that means we could start expanding services and potentially upping hours, potentially adding different locations, adding more vehicles, things of that nature.
And the match, again, can be even the fares that it's not fares, it's donation.
All yep, those yep, donations, so that counts.
Okay.
Yep.
So even if you get the service, that all counts towards the match. So if people just need a ride and you don't really have, you've been walking and huffing it, you know, that $5 goes to help with the match. So it really does make a difference.
Yeah, and even like I ride our buses because if I have my vehicle go into the shop and I need a ride to pick it up or back to work after I drop it off or pick it up, I can ride and then make a donation that way too. So it's open to everyone.
Okay, that is great to know. I know you've got how many buses you got on the road right now?
Ooh, today we're pretty full. We have, I think, 11 out today.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, it's a great need, a very much needed service in our community, Lindsay, and we greatly appreciate all that the Paul Phillippe Resource Center does. It's not just a center for our seniors, but it also is our transportation hub. How do folks get a hold of you if they do want to donate or if they need a ride or if they just want to register for one of the events? How do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, the easiest way is to give us a call at 659-4060. And you can always check out our website. It's www.paulphillipperesourcecenter.org. And that has all of our information as well. But if you're like me and you just like to talk to a person, give us a call.
Yeah, you won't talk to a bot or anything like that.
No.
You'll talk to an actual person. So that's always good. Well, Lindsay, you're doing the Lord's work. We greatly appreciate you. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for your time.
All right, have a great day. Lindsay Cox from the Paul Phillippe Resource Center joining us today, having some leftover strawberries from last week, and also enjoying their time with a senior or with the Aviators yesterday. We got some Glover's ice cream at the Aviators. Hopefully they bought some Glover's ice cream while they were at the Aviators ball game yesterday. It is Thursday, Party Line, and we've got some things coming up that we this weekend. We've talked to you about a lot of events, but don't forget the Rossville Hornets are going to be in action. That'll be in the afternoon, 2 o'clock. Game time is 2. I know Sam's going to be kicking things off with pregame around 1:45, so all that's happening this Saturday. If you can't make it to the game where the Aviators play there in Loeb Stadium, make sure that you tune in on HoosierlandTV.com. It's going to be a great game. I tell you, we're rooting for the Hornets for sure, but it is an the kid that pitches for Couts is an incredible talent. He's a sophomore kid named Billy Miller, and I'm telling you, the kid is really good. I got to watch him last year when he was pitching against Clinton Prairie, and when you can throw, 70-mile-an-hour curveball, you're pretty good. That's pretty doggone good for a sophomore, and this kid was very accurate. So it's worth the admission to not only cheer on the Hornets, eat some Glover's ice cream, but to surely see maybe a star in the making, more than likely a major leaguer there, because that kid is extremely, extremely talented. All right, we're going to take a break, going to come back and talk to Pastor Gordon. We really appreciate Pastor Gordon coming in. He's the pastor at North Nazarene Church. I'm giving you another pastor, but he's the pastor at Nazarene Church, and he is going to be with us. We're going to be talking all things America and a little bit about where we came from. All that's coming up next on Party Line.